They were only at the beginning of their expedition, and already they were 3 men and twice as many sheep short. The captain said the men who deserted the camp, like most natives, lacked nerve. About the sheep, no one was certain. But high up on the mountain pass, snow leopards were known to sneak into wind-rocked pens at night and vanish with their prey silenced between their teeth. The bearers were spooked, because when the white mist lifted at dawn, they saw neither animal tracks nor blood, and, behind the boulders, they found no bones or carcasses. Balaram watched them scuttle away from the camp, their sullen faces reddened by lashings of wind. They mumbled about the smell of the netherworld in the air, creatures that were half animal and half human, whose knotted fur carried the mustiness of long-buried wants. It fell on Balaram, as the captain's right-hand man, to dispel their fears. He supposed he could confess to feeling light-headed himself, a fate inescapable at this height. He could remind them of his previous travels, where he had encountered spectres rising out of the mist, only to realise such visions were the work of exhaustion and insufficient air in his lungs. All these words he ought to say. He didn't feel particularly inclined to say them. A clank caused Balaram to turn around. Pawan was packing his knives and ladles, muttering curses to himself. Face as smooth and shiny as a baby's, though the mouth on that boy could put a drunk to shame. Balaram snapped his fingers and gestured that he should hurry. Pawan scowled, but hoisted his sacks over his shoulders and walked away in a clatter of pots and pans, a squabble, an indulgence neither of them could afford when their breathing was so ragged. They were now midway through the Mana Pass, a gap in the Himalayas that was nearly as formidable as the snow-cloaked mountains it cut through to form a passage to Tibet. At 18,000 feet above the level of the sea, here they were closer to gods than mortals. But this proximity to the divine had brought them no blessings, only burdens. Balaram kicked dust over the remains of the previous night's fire. The light was full of shadows, the sky heavy as a bog. There were no fetters on his ankles. Then why did it feel as if he had been tied down to the coarse logs of his own funeral pyre?